Well, it was a joy, it is a joy to welcome Nancy Dowling to our congregation. She and her husband Bill were members of our congregation for a number of years before relocating up to the northern part of the state where they connected with the UU congregation in Plymouth. But Nancy has still retained her ties to this community in a number of ways, and she'll be offering our outreach presentation for this morning. We do begin a new round of our outreach collections. As most of you know, the funds that we collect here on a Sunday morning all go for causes beyond our congregation. We rely upon your pledges and your other donations to help support our congregation. But Nancy's going to be speaking about the Gateways program and what we'll be doing for that over the next 4 weeks. Nancy, it's great to have you back with us. In fact, as I said, you were here when I got here. So,
Thank you. It is great to be back. My husband and I actually did partially move up to Plymouth, but I worked just down the street during the week at Gateways Community Services. It's 144 Canal Street. It's a three-story brick building down that way. Gateways really provides services really from birth to elder services for people with developmental disabilities. And I work in a program that works with children birth to three. But the program that I'm going to talk about today that I hope you will be contributing to over the next month is called the Parent-to-Child Program for Young Children with Autism. As you know, the number of children with autism continues to grow, and the latest news is it's even getting to be more prevalent. Autism is a disorder that covers a very wide spectrum of children. And usually those children are affected by their communication, their social skills, and their play, getting along with people is what's really affected. But these children have tremendous potential. They have tremendous skills. They can do unbelievable things if those three areas are really addressed early. And what's recommended is 25 hours of therapy a week for kids, starting as early as you can. And research has also shown that parents can be very successful interventionists if they're given the right skills. So thinking of that, working down here with young children, we thought we have to develop a program that really addresses the needs of these kiddos. Most parents can't afford to pay for 25 hours of therapy, and the state can't afford to pay for it either. So we developed a program that we're training the parents. Can be parents, grandparents, nannies, aunts and uncles come into Gateways. They're able to come in every morning of the week if they want and spend time with their child. And the staff there learns each child's skills and what the next step would be for them. So a very detailed plan is worked out for that particular child. And then the parent is helped to help that child move along. And sometimes it's just getting them to look at you before. I mean, that could be something to work on for a long time. Once they do that, then they come in other skills. So parents come in, they can come in every morning if they want. We then have staff that go out to their house once a week or more. We have a play group, we have a parents lecture series. So it's a very active program that's been going for a year. We've been asked to perhaps try and replicate this in other parts of New Hampshire because it's really, really fantastic. You're all welcome to come look at it, by the way. We have an observation place where you can look and the kids don't know you're watching them. We're using technology, so we're using students from the local colleges who are videotaping every interaction. If something really works well for that adult and that child, they videotape it and they can take it home and show grandma, grandpa, mom, the other person who wasn't there, how to interact with the child. And then they come back again and we talk about that some more. So it's a great program. It's been going for a year. And the reason I'm here asking for money is since it's been going for a year, we realize there's some things we're missing. Some parents have to pay for childcare for their other children and they're not able to afford to do that, so then they can't come to the program. Some parents need car fare to get to the program. They don't have cars. We'd like to be able to help them with transportation. We need more equipment, always. More toys, more technology to use with the kids. And we're really looking at parents who do work full-time who are not able. Some parents are taking days off from work and working different hours to try and come in, or they're taking turns to come in. But we'd like to start offering maybe programs on Saturdays and maybe some kind of evening things to support parents. And those are things that we don't have funding for right now. So I could talk about this for half an hour, but that's all I'm going to tell you about right now. I have brochures both about Gateways and about our program, and I'll be in coffee hour afterwards. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Nancy.
that you do. So we now receive our outreach collection. As we do, we're playing a little more catch-up ball from last Sunday as well, whereas the choir and Kathy Grossman did something of a rewrite of Winter Wonderland to celebrate a very wonderful occasion that took place here on New Year's Eve. So we're going to let you sing that along too as we...
Nor a better engineer than he was. He also taught me that we could continue to be good friends and have good discussions despite the enormous gulf